Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Video games that challenge you often find a place within the community as figures of respect and regard, mainly because those who can beat them often gloat loudly and very often. Yes, I know you beat Halo and Legendary, well done you. However, there are some difficulty modes that silence even these chittering lips, for they are for the insane, the broken, the downright batshit, and they're also likely to destroy you. So think of this as a checklist of games to either avoid or play in the hopes of rising to the next plane of existence, like at the end of Bloodborne. You have been warned. With this in mind, I'm a very snotty Jules for WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 unique video game difficulty modes that will break you. Number 10, Sniper Elite 3 Authentic. As with most games, upping the difficulty in Sniper Elite 3 affects enemies' health, damage output, and awareness, but if you pump things up to authentic, you're going to be in for a world of hurt. First off, the HUD is completely removed. Enemies basically become aimbots with an awareness akin to Daredevil and converge on your location like a bunch of anime fans when you say that Bleach is overrated. The biggest roadblock to success is that the game removes your ability to save during a mission, meaning that you have to complete each level in one attempt without dying. The ability to play in co-op mode slightly circumvents this feature, but friendly fire is now also enabled, which, as you can imagine, is a cocktail recipe for disaster. Number 9. Gears of War 4 Inconceivable / Iron Man. Gears of War loves to put players through the rigors of tough battles, yet the insane difficulty just isn't enough if you ask me, so thankfully the Rise of the Horde update added an inconceivable difficulty and the Iron Man modifier. Now, while the difficulty bump does indeed make enemies dish out utterly ridiculous amounts of damage, it also buffs your team as well, making the playing field level, but a field that is made of broken glass and TNT. If that wasn't enough, though, Iron Man gives a charming permadeath slant, and by charming, I mean, my god, I just love being kicked back to the main menu on a single death. It's the gosh dang best! Number 8, Metro 2033, Ranger Mode. A lot of Metro 2033's charm lies in its bleak wasteland, playing not only host to a deep morality-driven story, but also a huge emphasis on resource management, which in turn plays into a survival horror theme that will hook you for hours. A lot of fuss, however, was rightly kicked up when the devs thought that they'd charge for an extra difficulty mode called Ranger Mode. Now, shady microtransaction charges aside, the mode was effectively what would happen if you dropped a nuke on hard modes, and this was the mutated result. Almost everything is a one-hit kill to you, the HUD is completely removed, the max amount of bullet type you can carry is reduced by half, and the player is restricted to carrying just two weapons. That sounds pretty rough, right? Well, fret not, because the game does allow you to carry more throwing knives. Which I guess is something, I guess. You're welcome. Number 7, Dead Space 3, Pure Survival / Classic. First off, RIP Visceral, you sure had some fun in your time, and Dead Space was indeed some of that gory glory. Now, in Dead Space 2, the devs had a proper laugh with Hardcore Mode, which was about as hard as Geordie lasses when you get between them and a kebab, aka brutal. But Dead Space 3 kicked things up a gear with the Pure Survival and Classic modes. In Pure Survival, enemies do not drop ammo or medkits, only giving resources like tungsten, somatic gel, or scrap metal upon death, meaning that the player has to craft all of these items themselves at workbenches. This forces players to stock up and make sure their items last until the next air quotes safe area, where they can retool and rearm again. And Classic Mode restricts the player by only allowing them to use weapons that were available in the previous Dead Space games. It also removes the ability to alter weapons and disables co-op. And then you've got the New Game Plus difficulty on top of that. Basically, it's utterly insane. Number 6, XCOM Enemy Unknown, Impossible. I love XCOM. Have done ever since I was a wee nipper playing the original Enemy Unknown on my PS1, and I remember a few things about those bygone days. One, this game was f***ing tougher than chewing through leather straps. And two, my parents probably should have gotten me outside more as I sank way too many hours into this and got nowhere in the process. Yet the impossible difficulty of the 2012 remake laughs at the concept of mercy like it was an alien policy. Where the other modes ease the player into the steep difficulty curve, Impossible goes at you on the front foot by starting Global Panic at 16 compared to 8 on Classic or 0 on Easy or Normal, increased cost of purchasing soldiers, unshackling the AI, allowing them to use grenades and abilities more frequently. Specific alien units receive bonuses to aim, melee, will, movement, and damage. The player does not receive a starting satellite or tutorial. Satellite coverage provides fewer scientists and engineers. Doesn't that sound like an absolute picnic? Basically, anything the game can do to put the odds against you, it does. And it does not care how you feel. Oh, and there's also the Iron Man modifier that you can turn on. Good luck. Number 5, Resident Evil, Invisible Enemy / One Dangerous Zombie. The granddaddy of survival horror, Resident Evil is no stranger to giving its players a tough mountain to climb with its harsh difficulty, resilient enemies, and worst of all, shitty AI teammates. No, Sheva, I'm over here, you bint! Now, Capcom has been on the block so long that it's clearly grown bored with regular hard modes, so change things up with its remake of Resident Evil by having Invisible Enemy mode and One Dangerous Zombie. Invisible Enemy is pretty self-explanatory, with all the bosses and zombies being unseen terrors except for showing up in mirrors and water, but One Zombie mode is, for lack of a better word, f***ing brilliant. This one zombie is actually Forrest, who was a member of the original STARS team, and pops up like a pillock around the estate again and again. He wears a ballistic vest full of grenades that instantly explode and trigger a game over if he takes any damage, so he must be avoided at all costs. However, Forrest does disappear once the player acquires the helmet key, having the hunters take his place, but you know what? It's fun and deadly, just the way we like it. Number 4, Left 4 Dead 2 Mutations. Mutations, not just the most ticked box on the Gateshead Birth Registry list, but also one of the best things about one of the best things ever, Left 4 Dead 2. When they were added into the game with the passing DLC, it was met with a stunned silence as players pored over the new ways to basically f*** themselves over. And highlights include... bleed out, your health continually depletes, last gnome on earth, the player must carry Noam Chomsky throughout each level to the finale, hard 8, special infected spawns increase from 4 to 8 with reduced respawn timer, tank, every special infected is a tank, and Gibbs Fest, all players have M60s and magnums with unlimited ammo. Basically, you can make the game as fun or as difficult as you'd like, and trust me, the online community seems to prefer the second one a lot. Number 3, Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater European Extreme. European Extreme, the infamous difficulty mode popularized by Metal Gear Solid, and many would argue that it was perfected with the release of MGS3. With the standard challenge of be seen equaling game over, less health, no sonar, nor motion detector, things are already stacked against you. But when you add in the features that Snake Eater introduced, like battery life, stamina, and bleeding, then you've got a gauntlet more terrifying than the prospect of condensing down the entire Metal Gear plotline into a video 5 minutes or less. Oh, trust me, we'll get there. In short, this is a game for the masochistic, as it will force you to learn every pattern, every shot, in order to maybe, just maybe, scrape through. Number 2, Max Payne 3, New York Minute and New York Minute Hardcore. A mode that exists in all Max Payne titles in varying forms, New York Minute gives the player 1 minute from the start of each level to complete it, with the timer extended by killing enemies and additional time given for headshots and melee kills. If you die or run out of time, you have to restart the game. Anyone who's tried it knows that from the very nature of New York Minute, it demands you to press forward or fail, constantly putting pressure on you to know what your next move will be. But if that's not hard enough, then you can actually play New York Minute on hardcore difficulty, which makes enemies extremely dangerous, dealing very high damage and being brutally accurate with their shots. However, if you can pull this off, my God, can you make this game look beautiful. And number 1, Devil May Cry 4, Hell and Hell Mode. Oh, f*** this mode. You know how far I got when I actually played this? The f***ing title screen. I kid, of course, I actually got a little bit further than that, but not by much, as this is a difficulty rating akin to scaling Everest using only nails that have been hammered through your f***ing hands. The DMC games are all about style and action, so lumping a huge difficulty spike on top of that is always going to hurt, and DMC4's Hell and Hell mode, in which you get for completing the already balls-as-hard Dante Must Die mode, sees all enemies at their toughest possible state, with your mop-top mullet dying in one hit. Brilliant. It's an absolute slog. But if you can master this, then you truly are a monster. And you probably need new thumbs as well. So, what are you waiting for? Go on and give these mows a try and let me know how it goes, eh? good luck.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.